From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block.
Sonhei que estava dia em Portugal.
I dreamed that I was in Portugal one day. We're listening to Portuguese singer Cristina Branco.
Meu sonho voa além da poesia e encontra o poeta em pessoa.
Cristina Branco is part of a younger generation of Portuguese singers who've rediscovered and transformed traditional fado songs. But her new album, Ulysses, veers away from fado. She sings in French, English, and Spanish, as well as her native Portuguese. She only sings songs written by others, not her own songs.
I do write a lot, every day of my life, since I'm 15, about that. But I never expose my poems. I did it once on stage, and it was so personal, so I became so transparent that I really said, Jesus, this scares me a lot. I don't want to do this anymore, so I quit.
You've picked an interesting career path for a very private person, I think.
I know. Tell me about it.
Cristina Branco came by our studios after her recent U.S. tour. She's tiny and beautiful and was looking forward to going home to her young son, Martin. She told me she never intended to be a singer.
I sang for myself. I never sang, not even for friends. Even when my friends were saying, well, you have such a great voice, you should sing, I always shut myself and said, well, you're crazy. No, I still have a lot of difficulties facing the audience. I do a kind of exorcism with myself.
Can you tell us what it is?
It's nothing special. I just have to be very concentrated and just forget that there's people there. And well, that they'd like to hear me, of course.
It must be hard to forget that they're there. I mean, they're responding to you.
Yes, it is.
You hope?
Yeah, but then after 5 minutes, I just relax and, well, things just roll on. But at the beginning, it's very hard.
Do you try to think about singing to one person? Is that part of how you get your brain going on that?
Yes, I sing for myself, and I always, the lyrics are very important, so that's where I concentrate. I go for, what does this mean for me? What did the author meant by those words? And I'm there. That's my environment. That's my bubble, let's say it.
There's a song that's a lot of fun called Seven Gusts of Wind.
Yeah.
In Portuguese, it's
Sete Pedaços de Vento.
What instrument are we hearing here?
Two Portuguese guitars.
Two Portuguese guitars. You have the biggest smile on your face as you listen to these words. It's like you haven't heard it before.
You know why? Because I never listen to my records. It's a song about the seven sins.
Sins, which in Portuguese is?
Pecados.
And pecados, okay. There's this recurring theme in the song of seven gusts of wind, seven roses in a garden.
Yeah.
Seven the silences sense. To bear. It's getting a little darker there. Seven carnal desires.
Mm-hmm.
What about that?
Yes.
You've called your CD Ulysses.
Yes.
I don't think it comes up in the songs itself. Were you thinking about the sea, about voyage,
about journeys? It's a kind of reflection after 10 years, because I'm singing now for 10 years. And I wanted to sing things that really meant something for me. You know, I always listened to Joni Mitchell at my parents' place, so why not singing it if I like it?
You would have been listening to Joni Mitchell
growing up? A lot, especially the Blue album.
And you do the song A Case of You from that album.
Yes. And I picked up that song because it really marked a period in Joni Mitchell's life. So from then on, she changed her approach to music and to life. And that's why the song is there, because it meant something for her as well.
Just before our love was lost, you said, I am as constant as a northern star, and I sat constant in a darkness. Where's that at? If you want me, I'll be in the bar.
I still remember that I was shaking like crazy when I recorded this theme for the responsibility of singing in a foreign language and the responsibility of singing such an important song because it meant so much for me.
Huh. You were shaking in the studio?
Yes, I was. I was just feeling, Jesus, everybody's going to listen to this.
I was wondering if it's a hard thing to do, to take a song that you know so well and from a singer who I imagine you idolize in some ways, and so many people do, and to take on a song like that.
It's not easy. You discover so many things. The urgency of singing.
I could drink a case of you. I could drink a case of you. Still I'd be on my feet. I'd still be on my feet.
And especially here, especially in this song, it was urgent to sing it. And it's like, I must do it, but I'm very afraid of doing it, and excuse me for doing it so, but I have to.
That's all wrapped in there.
Yes.
You have a young son. He's 2.5.
Yes.
Do you sing songs to him?
Yes, and he recognizes a lot of songs. He goes to sleep with my songs.
What might you sing to him?
He doesn't want mommy to sing her songs now, because that's what he's always saying. I don't want mommy to go away. So, yeah, he doesn't want me to sing my songs, because then he recognizes it when I sing them. That's when I go away. So now, for the moment, are songs about animals. There's a very beautiful song about a butterfly, and that's his favorite for the moment.
What's it called?
Burbuleta, butterfly.
Can you sing it for us?
Come on. He would laugh. It's like this. Borboleta pequenina, venha para o meu rosal. Venha ver cantar o hino que hoje é noite de Natal. Eu sou uma borboleta pequenina e feiticeira. Ando no meio das flores procurando quem me queira. More or less like this.
That's great.
And he laughs like crazy, because I like to play with him while I sing it, and he really gets very happy with it. I miss him a lot now.
I'm sure. Cristina Branca, thanks so much for coming in.
It was wonderful to talk with you. Thank you.
There's more music from Cristina Branco's CD Ulysses at our website, npr.org.